before you lose your power.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. What a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. I hope that you're having the type of weather that I have. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and want to thank all of you that came up yesterday to the garden tour for the Hidden Gardens of Kennebunk, all the proceeds going to the Child Abuse Foundation for York County, for Southern Maine, and you saw some fantastic gardens. A lot of you stopped to say hello and answered a bunch of questions, so it was a fun day, and we'll be doing it again next year. This year, my house will be on the tour. So I'm busy working on getting my gardens ready for next season. And we'll tell you about it when it gets closer next year. But a gorgeous day today. I hope you have the time to get outside. But take 5 minutes. Walk on your property. Look and see what's happening to the flowers, to the vegetables, to the grass. And that way you can work on the problems before they get out of control. Hopefully things are looking good for you. The rains have stopped, let's hope, for a while now, and things are going to grow better. You got to think positive, okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and Jared and I will help you to solve those problems. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up, we have Phyllis on the line, who's calling about blossom end rot.
Okay. Phyllis, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I've got several tomato plants, and I'm noticing that the plum tomatoes are showing up with the blossom end rot. But I do them hydroponically, and we're putting calcium through the lines twice a week. But I'm still seeing this problem, and wondered if we could catch it in the bud.
Okay. The first thing that you want to do, any of the tomatoes that have the blossom end rot, pull them right off.
Okay.
Because no matter how much calcium you put in there, it's not going to eliminate the problem. Once the tomato has it, that's it. Now, what you could do, there is a product on the market called Tomato Maker. And Tomato Maker was developed for the tomato industry in Florida. The name of the company is called Organic Labs, and they are in Florida. And big, big crop of tomatoes in that part of the United States. But this is a special product designed just for blossom end rot. And a lot of the garden centers carry it. And you would just mix it with your soil traditionally, and it will help to eliminate it. Yeah. And you, being that it's in water, I don't see why you couldn't dissolve it in water, and it would work instantly, being brought right into the plant. But it has to do with the acidity level of the water that you are using and the nutrients that are in there. But if you go on the website, there probably will be a phone number, and you could give them a call and they could help you out. The website is www.organiclabs, with an S, organiclabs.com, organiclabs.com. And again, they are in Florida, and this is a product designed for the tomato industry in Florida, and they're now making it available for the homeowner. And I'm sure there's a phone number there on the website. You give them a call, and they'll help you out. Okay? Thank you. And you have a great season. Hopefully things will straighten out for you. But if you've got blossom end rot, pull it right off. It's not going to heal itself. It's permanent. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Pete on the line, who's calling about Oriental Bittersweet.
Okay. Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Enjoy your program.
Thank you.
It's a Sunday tradition for my wife and I.
Thank you so much.
So,
how can we help you today?
Well, I'm wondering how what you would know about you know, the invasive Oriental bittersweet, if there's a, other than digging it up, which I do, it's a real damaging plant to the environment. If you knew of a product that you could use with that.
Well, I'll tell you, if you've got it growing on trees, what I would do is I would cut it,
right,
pull it down,
right,
and, you know, grind it up, put it in a compost pile.
Right.
You could let it air dry and then eventually burn it. But what's going to happen is the roots are going to sucker, and that's when you can really, really hurt it. This time of the year, the bittersweet has sent a lot of its energy up into the vine, and it's making energy and then sending it back down to be stored in the roots. So by you cutting it flush to the ground, cleaning it up, the root system will sucker new shoots. And once it's produced, a lot of these suckering shoots, and they're about 10 to 12 inches in height. If you spray it with something like Cleanup or Roundup, it will be absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the root, and kills it. Now, Roundup and Cleanup and Kills All, Cleanup and Kills All are the generic forms of Roundup, less money and a little bit stronger, sometimes a lot more stronger. These products can only hurt a plant through the foliage. So if you've got them and you're spraying them underneath, like, say, maple trees or pine trees, you do not have to worry that the weed killer will hurt the trees. The only way they can get into the plant is through the foliage. So knowing that, cut everything down, pull it up, clean up these areas, allow them to sucker. And when they're up a foot, use some Roundup, Cleanup, or Kills All. Now, one thing that I've had really good luck on, when you have a plant that has shiny leaves, like bittersweet, it tells me that there is a waxy film on that leaf. And if you have a well, you probably have hard water. So what I do is I mix my weed killer, shake it up really good to get it well blended, and just before I pump up the sprayer, I put a squirt of liquid Joy or Dove or Dawn or whatever you wash your dishes with, put the pump in, shake it up, and then build up the pressure and spray. The liquid soap will make the weed killer stick to where you have shiny leaves, and it will make it adhere to that fine layer, or like a cuticle of wax. It makes it stick to it so that it can enter the plant faster and better and become more effective. Sometimes that little thin layer of wax, the product just rolls right off and is not effective. So make it stick with a little bit of liquid soap, but put the soap in last. Don't put it first because there'll be nothing but bubbles. Okay? Thank you, Peter. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Joanne on the line who's calling about her tomato plants.
Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have some tomato plants planted in plastic buckets. And this past week, I've noticed that the bottom part of the leaves are getting yellow. What would cause this? They have enough water.
Okay. What are you using for a fertilizer, Joanne?
I can't think of the name, but it's in a little pebble form.
Okay. Is it Osmocote? Looks like little BBs?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And how long ago did you put that down?
Oh, it's been about a month or a month and a half ago.
Okay. What I would like to see you do, I have peppers and I have some tomatoes that I have planted in old plastic pots, just like you. I had some extra plants. I put them in, and at the time of planting, I put down those Osmocote pellets. The Osmocote pellets are designed to release over the entire growing season. We've had so much rain that a lot of the strength of the fertilizer is gone. So if you can feed them, get something like Miracle-Gro, like the Neptune's Harvest, and give them a good soaking of a liquid food, you're going to see that those tomatoes are going to green right up for you. And the leaves that are really yellow, pick them off. But give them a good shot of food. They're hungry.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday morning. I hope that you're able to get outside and enjoy the weather while we can. This is the first weekend, I think, since April or May that we've had both days being nice and sunny. So get out and enjoy the weather while you can. And if you see problems occurring in your garden, give us a call right now, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Annie on the line who's calling with a question about an insect.
Okay, Annie, tell me what the bug looks like and we'll try and solve the mystery for you.
Well, I found this bug when I was digging in my garden 2 days ago. I think it might be a grub, but I'm not sure. It's round. It's like it pulls up into a C shape, and it's whitish gray.
Yeah, that is a grub. Yeah, it is a form of grub. Now, there are many different types of beetles that are grubs. It may not be a Japanese beetle grub. It could be a corn borer grub. It could be a lot of different things. So, and if you only found one or two, it's
not a big deal. In one little spot where I was digging up potatoes, there were five. And I dug the places, and it's full of them. But I don't see any damage in my garden from them, so I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, the grubs are going to be changing from that grub stage to the adult coming out of the ground. Now, next week, we will have a man from California. The name of the company is called Orcon, and they sell predatory insects and naturally occurring diseases to control insects. And we were talking during the week, and he was telling me that they have a nematode, which is a microscopic insect that you would apply to your garden, and it will kill the grubs in your vegetable garden without using insecticides. And a nematode, the only way that you can see it is with a microscope, and it looks like a little worm. And you get it in a jar. You add water. The water wakes it up. You put it in a bottle sprayer that you attach to your garden hose that you would, you know, use weed killers or fungicides or insect killer. And you spray it on your soil. They wake up. They move into the soil. And they will eat the Japanese beetle grubs that are in your ground. You can put it on your lawn. But this is a new approach of killing grub-type insects in your soil, plus a lot of other things. But we're going to have him on, I think, around 8 o'clock next Sunday. And his company grows and raises insects and diseases that control insects. Like they have, for example, a type of mite, a predatory mite that will attack red spider in your yard. They have a little beetle that eats white fly, scale, mealybug, and things like that. They also have a beneficial nematode similar to what we're talking for the garden that you can spray on your lawn, and it will kill fleas in your yard. So if you have a dog or a cat and you don't want to put down the traditional insect control that are chemical, you can now buy a beneficial nematode that you can spray on your lawn, and it will kill the fleas that grow there. They have a type of little tiny parasitic fly that you can release in your vegetable garden that will kill all types of caterpillars. So if you've got tomato hornworm, you release the fly in your garden. It stays in your garden, will lay eggs in the tomato hornworm, and it kills it. So there's a lot of neat things coming, and next Sunday we'll talk about that. You know, we'll talk about ladybugs and things like that too. But there's a lot of new ways to fight insects and diseases in your soil without using chemicals. And that's coming up next Sunday around 8 o'clock. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%. 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if we can help you with problems that you may be having in your garden, or maybe you want to add some things to your garden, the number to call, 800-259-9231. You give David a call, Jared a call, and we'll get you set up and we'll help you. That's 800-259-9231. And we're making Jared into a pretty good gardener. He bought one of the earth boxes. And his peppers are like five times the size of mine. My biggest pepper is as big as my thumb. He's got some that are 5 to 6 inches. So he may be doing the show when I take the day off. Jared, who's next?
Okay. Next up we have Helen on the line who's got a question about a petunia.
Helen, good morning. Tell me what's happening with your petunias.
Good morning, Paul. Actually, there's nothing wrong with it. It's I was given this for my birthday like 3 weeks ago, and this thing is, it's in a huge pot, and it's literally like 3 feet across and covered with flowers. And I've been told that I should start cutting it back now, to keep it flowering?
Right, because what's going to happen is when the plant grows, the stem gets longer and longer and longer.
Right.
And eventually the weight of it will just pull it down, and what was once a nice round plant will start to flatten out. So what you want to do is every week pinch 2, 3, 4 branches. The ones that are getting to be the longest and they look like they're growing down rather than up, pinch them back by about a third. That way you don't lose the flowers. So look at the plant, and let's say you've got 50 branches coming out.
Mm-hmm.
If this week you could pinch 8 or 10 of the longest, floppiest looking ones, pinch them back by about a third. You won't even know that you pinched it. The following week, do another 8 or 10 branches. And within 3 weeks, the ones that you pinched, they'll have made some new growth. They'll double the size of the plant, and you'll have a nice rounded-looking plant rather than a plant that's getting long shoots. The weight is bending the branches, and you end up with a flat top with cascading branches. That way you get a nice mound. But if you prune the whole plant all at once, then you'll lose all of your blossoms, and the season right now has been too short to do that. So I just pinch here, a pinch there, and you keep them short and bushy, and they'll bloom like crazy. And the other thing is feed them every couple of weeks. Get some Miracle-Gro, some Neptune's Harvest, put the liquid food on them, and they're going just to explode. They're like you and me. They're not used to having the sun out day after day. And once they get accustomed to it, they're going to take advantage of it, and those petunias are going to be beautiful. But keep pinching them back. The same thing if you've got fuchsia. Any hanging basket plant, if it's starting to get really tall and leggy, pinch it back, and it will bush out, and it will make all kinds of new growth. And speaking of fuchsia, if you have a fuchsia in your backyard, I want you to look at it today. And if you have little kind of a purple plum-type growth, when you look at your fuchsia flower, there's like a little green ball, and then it's the actual flower. When the flower is pollinated, the blossom falls, but that little green ball remains on the plant, and when it's fertilized properly, it will turn a plum color. Now it's making seeds. So when you see these little balls on your plant, pick them off, and that will eliminate the seed production, and it will make the plant work harder, and that will give you more blossoms. So don't let it make seed pods. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Joanne on the line, who has a question about transplanting a holly.
Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi. Good morning.
I have a question for you about the holly tree. It was necessary to transplant it at this time, about 10 days ago, and we're losing all the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Can we
what
save
you
it?
Want to do, what you need to do is, you have to say to yourself, whatever is above the ground, the same thing is below the ground. And when you dug it, you probably weren't able to get a large enough root ball. So what's happening is the roots cannot get enough water to the top of the plant, and the plant is trying to balance that delicate, bigger top, small bottom. So by losing foliage, it's helping to balance it. What you want to do is go down to a local nursery today, buy something called wilt proof or wilt stop. And it's an anti-desiccant. It's like a liquid wax. And you want to spray the underside as well as the top of your leaves of the holly. And it will plug up the pores on the plant so that the leaves cannot lose moisture. All of the little, like, sweat glands are all plugged up. Water can't escape the leaf, and the leaf will remain on the plant. Now, the other thing is make sure it's in the shade. Get it out of the sun so that it will have less stress on it. I want you to water it every single day. And if you can run the sprinkler to syringe the leaves with like a, you can just take a nozzle and mist the foliage several times a day, that will help. But the main thing is get an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on it. The root ball itself, if you could add a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or Neptune's Harvest, that will help a great deal. But anything like that to help it lose some of the stress will make a big difference. Okay? So, Wilt Proof on the foliage to plug up the pores. Keep the root ball nice and wet. Make sure that it's in the shade. Water it several times a day, syringing the leaves as well as the root ball, and that should stop the dropping of the foliage. And hopefully, you've got a large enough root ball. And, you know, hopefully it won't get too hot where you live in the next few days to give the plant a chance to acclimate itself to being dug at a time of the year where it shouldn't. And I know it's difficult, you know, septic systems, building additions and things like that. But do that, and that should help a great deal. Thank you, Joanne. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Carolyn on the line who's calling about her tomato plants.
Carolyn, good morning. Welcome
good
to
morning,
the Garden
Paul.
Club.
I just have two questions on tomato plants today.
Yes.
I don't have as many tomatoes as I usually do, but I also failed to take the suckers off the plants this year. Does that have any bearing on that? Does that help it or not? And my second question is, a friend of mine told me that she cuts down the tops of her tomato plants, and it makes the bottom pot have more tomato plants and larger tomatoes. Is that true?
Okay. As far as suckers, Carolyn, I don't pull the suckers on mine. When I was learning to gardening and working in a garden with my dad, he always said to me, the farmers that grow tomatoes don't have the time to pull all of the suckers off, so just leave them on there. You end up with a plant that's going to be shorter, be a lot bushier, will produce a lot more leaves, and it will help to mature the tomatoes also. As far as pruning, it's not something that you're going to do right now. And usually what I do is I will prune my tomatoes around the end of August. I figure by then, anything that's formed by the end of August is not going to be big enough to be any good anyways. So I'll go in the garden, and I'll pinch off the tip of every single shoot of my tomatoes, and that stops it from getting taller. It sends the energy down to help to mature the fruit itself. And depending on the weather, if it's going to be bright sun, and the tomato plant is pretty well open. Sometimes you put them in a cage, and the leaves are all stuck together. They're not getting a heck of a lot of light. And if you cut them back too hard, then you end up allowing the sun that wasn't hitting the tomato to hit the tomato, and it gets sunburned, and it turns pure white. So some selective pruning on the top of the plant so that you don't allow more light than it was actually getting, and that way you eliminate the sunburn or the whitening of the fruit. But I do that every year. Again, the end of August, I walk in the garden and I go snip, snip, snip. I don't need height. I don't need more foliage. I want the energy to mature those fruit and the fruit that are there to get them bigger and to ripen sooner so that I can use them to make spaghetti sauce or whatever. Okay? But you're right. You got two gold stars today, Caroline. And it's nice to talk to you again. Have a great weekend. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Steve on the line who's calling about an evergreen tree.
Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a question on an evergreen tree that I have that's 2 feet high, and I like to transplant it, but I don't know what time of the year to do that, so.
Okay. How long has it been there, Steve?
I'd say it's been here probably maybe 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. Is it like a pine tree or a spruce or?
It's more of a spruce.
More of a spruce?
Yeah.
If you could wait until the end of August when things cool down, even early to mid-September, that would be a much better time than to try and do it now. The problem is we are in the time frame where normally mid-July through August we get the most heat and the most sunshine. And when you dig a plant that's not nursery grown, where it's been pruned every single year, the roots have been pruned, you run the risk of cutting roots that supply the water that's needed to keep it growing. So if you can wait till the end of the season, and a lot of the nurseries that sell bald and burlap evergreens will wait until after Labor Day when things cool off, and also you're getting more rain, then that's what I would do. The best time is in March, April, early May. The second best time is in mid-September, you know, when the kids go back to school and things have cooled off, your days are getting shorter, you're getting more dew coming in on your plants, and you're getting more water than you do during July and August, so that when you move it, there's less stress. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at PalmettoRainBarrels.com or call 704-808-11.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $935.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $962.47, $481.24 for a half ounce, or $240.62 for the quarter ounce. That's $962.47, $481.24, and $240.62.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to those phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jeannie, who has a question about Captan.
Jeannie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I know you spoke about Captan a few times, and I can't find it anywhere. I live on the Cape. I went to Home Depot. They never heard of it. And I told them what it was for, and I thought you had said it wasn't used for that primarily, but you discovered it with your wife with her allergies.
Yeah, and what you've got to do is to go to a garden center. The people at Home Depot, you know, whoever's working in a garden center today, tomorrow's selling 2x4s, and the next day is selling plumbing. You need to go to some place where they have knowledgeable people with products like that. So on the Cape, you've got all kinds of garden centers. You've got agways. You've got feed and grain stores that can help you with that. But Captan, it's C-A-P-T-A-N. It's a powdered fungicide. It's the oldest and longest use fungicide that we have in the country. And you use 5 teaspoons to a gallon of water. You mix it. You put on a paper mask on your nose and mouth. You open up all the windows in your basement. You spray your floor and your walls. And then you turn on the fans to circulate the air and stay out of the basement till it dries. And it will kill mold that lives in your basement. We use it because my wife is allergic to mold and mildew. I do it spring and fall, and we've never had a problem. And because of it, she no longer gets shots for allergies, and she was getting one every week. And that's not cheap. But Captan, 5 teaspoons to a gallon of water, a pump sprayer, and you just put a fine mist on everything in the basement, all your walls and floor, and get out until it dries. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Max calling about lilacs.
Max, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Perry Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, dear. I planted a lilac, an 8-foot lilac. It was in a ball. I bought it from a lilac farm, and I bought 2 others, and they're doing well. But this one, the leaves are, like, curled, and there's, like, rust on some of them. And I've been watering it, but I don't know, you know, what's happening to it.
Okay. And this is a newly planted one this year, right?
Yeah, about the 1st of June.
Okay. Have you put any fertilizer in around it at all?
No. The fella told me I didn't have to fertilize it. So I didn't fertilize it.
Yeah. Because we've had so much rain, I'd like to see you use a liquid food. If you've gotten Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer, I would give them a good soaking. And for a plant that's 8 foot tall, I would make like 4 or 5 gallons of the product, pour it around the base of the plant slowly so it has a chance to soak into the ground. And 2 weeks from now, do it again. You can stimulate the root system, and what you want to have happen is the hair roots, the little tiny hair roots to do all the work, and that liquid food will activate them to do the job for you. Try it. You're going to see a big difference. Jared, can we get one more in?
I think we probably can. We have a Wendy on the line who's calling about her green beans.
Wendy, good morning. Tell me what's happening with
your
beans.
Good morning, Paul. I have pole beans. I always do scarlet runners, which do really well. They're growing. They're slow this year, but I decided to try asparagus beans this year,
mm-hmm.
and I put the seeds in the ground and they grew, but they're not doing anything. They're just there. You know, they're not
right.
crawling or anything. And I don't know if you know anything about those.
They love the heat.
Okay.
And
yeah.
You start thinking about every night you've had to shut the windows in your home because we've had, you know, 40s and 50
yeah.
degree temperature. As soon as we get some heat, the bean that you bought is a southern variety, and they get a lot more heat down south than we do here in the northeast. So I think as soon as we get some sun on a regular basis, we start to get some daytime temperatures that exceed 80. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. We have not broken 80 June or July. That's how cold it's been. So as soon as the heat comes, maybe a little bit of liquid fertilizer, like the Miracle-Gro or some Neptune's Harvest, and you're going to see some changes. But have some patience.